Here's a new cold hard fact in American politics. As Democrats gain from the nation's growing diversity, attracting majorities among Latino and African American voters, Republicans are gaining among white working class voters, a group that was once strongly Democratic. Nowhere is this more apparent than in West Virginia. And Pierre's Don Gagne was there this week when the president touched down.
It was mid-morning in Charleston. Air Force One wouldn't land for a few more hours, but an anti-Obama rally was taking shape outside the state Capitol building.
Is the PA system on? It's not. There, I think we can go from here. Allow me to welcome everybody. I'm Chris Hamilton.
A dozen speakers, local officials, state and federal office holders, and others take turns. Each attacks the president for environmental policies, which they say are killing the coal industry. Chris Hamilton is with the state-funded West Virginia Coal Forum.
We are going to win the war on coal. We have to stay strong. We have to stand together. And we absolutely have to get through the 2016 election.
About 75 people stood listening. Some held signs. There was Obama, your change destroyed our hope. And another, Obama is not West Virginia's president. Today, there are few places where Obama is less liked. But for decades, Democrats could count on West Virginia voters in presidential contests, with only rare exceptions. But Bill Clinton is the last Democrat to carry the state. In 2012, Obama got just 35% of the vote. Charlotte Cancer was at the rally with the sign that said, "Coal miners matter." Her husband is a retired miner. She shakes her head at the state's worst in the nation jobless rate.
The economy's bad, like bad, bad, bad. So why would you really want to come to West Virginia? Why would you want to live here, you know?
Young people are leaving the state in search of jobs, and the overall population is aging. Cancer says she's still a registered Democrat, but one who can't remember the last Democratic nominee she voted for. That's not uncommon. As for this year, she kind of likes Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump.
I vote for the best person.
Okay.
When he comes down to the main election, I would vote for Trump over top of Hillary Clinton.
Trump over any of the Democrats?
Probably.
A couple of hours to the north is the campus of West Virginia University. 20-year-old Dakota Workman grew up in coal country. He's from a family of Democrats going back many generations. But when Workman registered to vote for the first time, he declared himself a Republican.
My mom called my grandma and told her, she's like, you never believe your grandson just came home registered Republican. And my grandma was like, well, good job. She's like, I've voted Republican since for Bush's first election.
Even though she was a Democrat.
Yeah. So it wasn't really a big shift.
Workman, who is the vice chair of the local college Republicans, is a perfect example of what has happened in this state. White working class Democrats abandoning the party over environmental issues in coal and on things like gun rights and abortion. It's the story of West Virginia, but there's been a similar shift among such voters nationally. Meanwhile, still loyal Democrats in the state are frustrated by the turn of events. Samantha Scheimer is a sophomore at West Virginia University.
For West Virginia, I would say that I feel kind of rock bottom. However, my views on the political shift in the country as a whole is it's shifting progressively.
That's good news nationally, she says, but she feels her home state is being left behind. She uses this analogy.
West Virginia is one of those little speed bumps, but that's the boat that West Virginia is in right now.
A speed bump for progressive Democrats, but a new stronghold for Republicans. Don Gagne, NPR News.